PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Need the living dictionary, her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check. Oh girl, huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, from the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words illusion and influence. It's a magical day in the city. Why? Because the Magical Magicians Convention is in town. And who's enjoying the convention more than anyone? Presto! The Botsford family!
Wow! There's a magician doing card tricks. And there's one pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Whoa! And that magician is sitting in a chair.
I think this whole convention is the single most magical magician's convention I've ever seen. And I'm not one to get easily excited.
Whoa! What? No one told me El Misterioso was gonna be here.
What's an El Misterioso?
Not an El Misterioso. The El Misterioso! The single greatest magician on the planet!
And it says here he's going to be performing a brand new illusion!
Wow, that's great. No! Way! One of the stars of Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour is signing her book! Can I go? Can I please? Can I go?
Not today, Becky.
Oh.
The real magic of the Magical Magicians Convention is that it brings families together!
That's what the ad said.
What?
So today, we're going to experience this magic together, as a family.
Aw, but Mom, Dad... How often do you get a chance to meet the actress who played non-speaking Toadstool number 6 in episode 48 of your favorite show?
Look, Becky, you and Bob can walk around and explore the convention a little on your own, but then we're all going to meet up before the start of El Misterioso's show.
Okay. Not a big fan of magic, but whatever.
Well, you better pull it together, young lady. If your attitude has a negative influence on how the rest of us enjoy this show, I am not going to be very happy.
Yay!
That's the spirit, Becky. Kind of. Not really.
Well, Two Brains is taking my tacos!
Dr. Two Brains! Let's go, Bob! Word up!
Yum! This is the best taco I've ever tasted.
Yeah, if you say so.
I hope you liked your meal, because you'll be eating your dessert in jail! Wait, what crime are you committing?
Guys?
We're stealing tacos, then eating them. And they don't have cheese on them.
Wait, no cheese?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, what's going on?
So here's the thing, Word Girl. One day a year, to celebrate Henchman Appreciation Day, I let these guys plan our crimes.
Yep.
I don't influence their decisions at all, which means the crimes are a lot less cheese-focused than mine.
Oh, okay. Well, Huggy and I are here to stop you from stealing and eating more tacos. Wow, not exactly the same threat level as turning the city into cheese, but whatever. Time to
Ha! So long, Word Girl!
Yep, see you later when we're robbing the sticker factory.
You're not supposed to tell her about our next crime.
Oops.
Don't worry, I still appreciate you.
Becky! Becky, where are you? You need to see this.
It's Dad. Word up! Pretty Princess, maybe we could just pop in briefly? Fine.
Becky! There you are! We're going to be sawed in half!
This is the single best day of my life!
Don't worry, Becky. This whole thing is just an illusion. And by that, I mean...
I know what an illusion is. It's something that seems real, but isn't. In this case, the illusion is that you're going to be sawed in half. But everyone knows that's not really going to happen. It's just a trick. What? What'd I say? Okay, well, we're going to go check out the rest of the convention.
Don't go too far. El Misterioso's show is starting in only half an hour.
Right.
Great.
Oh, hot stickers.
Come on, Bob.
Meanwhile, at the Sticker Stack Sticker Stackery...
Look, Charlie. All my favorite stickers. Unicorns, starfish, daffodils, starfish holding daffodils while riding unicorns.
Oh, you little scabs.
You're going down, Dr. Toot. what's that on your cheek?
You know what? I'm having a heck of a lot of fun today. Sure, I don't love stickers quite as much as my henchmen do.
No one does.
But you know what? I love seeing them happy. And their happiness is having an influence on my mood.
Well, I have to say, I've never seen the three of you so happy.
And besides, I've got a ray that turns stickers into cheese. It's a win-win. Well, except for you. Adios, word girl. Guess you're gonna stick around. Hey, guys, I said stick around because it's a stick. Guys!
Back at the Magical Magicians Convention, the Botsfords eagerly await a performance by El Misterioso.
Becky, where were you?
I was at the magic thing.
A pretty princess sticker.
You went across the street to that book signing, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
Well, then where did you get that sticker?
Hard to explain, but I'm telling you, I didn't go to the book signing.
Well, the show's about to start, but you are not off the hook, young lady. We will be discussing this after the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, monkeys and gorillas, get ready for a performance from the greatest magician in the history of the world. Put your hands together for El Misterioso!
Nothing in my life will ever top this.
We've got to figure out a way to get out of here so we can stop Dr. Two Brains.
El Misterioso!
Woo! Woo! All right! What should we do, Bob? We'll get in trouble if we leave. Yeah, Misterioso! But we can't just let Dr. Two Brains commit a crime. Yeah! Oh, it is so loud in here, I can't even think straight! Woo!
And for my next incredible trick, I need a volunteer.
Let's just go, Bob. We'll deal with the consequences later. Come on.
And I choose you.
Whoa, he made Becky disappear. That is the single best illusion I've ever seen.
That wasn't. Listen, I have no idea what happened. Honest, I don't know where that girl and her monkey went. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Viva El Misterioso! Woohoo!
For the love of rabbits, what have I done?
Meanwhile, at the bank...
Here goes nothing.
Nice form, boys. Anyone else care for a bite? No?
Stop beating that door!
All right, I'll eat you later.
Here we go.
Missed. Gotta be faster than that word, girl.
Yes.
And that's why I appreciate my henchmen.
Yeah, Huggy, initiate plan number 6. 0.782657.
No, the nice monkey doesn't. Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Hey!
I hate looks like you guys are headed to jail. Seriously?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Word Girl, the fun these guys had totally influenced me to not take things so seriously.
Say, Word Girl, well, me and Charlie were just wondering, do you know what the word influence means?
Oh, sure. Influence means the power to affect or change the way someone feels or acts. For example, you henchmen were having so much fun, it influenced Dr. Two Brains to start having fun, too. Huh. Maybe I should have tried to enjoy the Magician's Convention more. Okay, so we've gotta go. The police are on their way. You guys okay here by yourself?
Yeah, I think we're all right.
Oh, happy Henchman Appreciation Day, by the way.
Thanks. This was the best one ever.
Viva Mysterioso! Viva Mysterioso!
I'm telling you, I'm not a real magician. My name isn't even El Mysterioso. It's Mitch. Everything I do is an illusion. See?
Whoa!
No way! This is awesome!
What? But I have too much power!
Wow! Talk about showmanship!
So all that time, you were sneaking off to work on an illusion with El Mysterioso?
Oh, right, yes!
Well, we're sorry we doubted you, Becky.
How'd you do it? You gotta tell me.
Haven't you ever heard that magicians never tell their secrets?
Come on, Becky, you gotta tell me how you did it. It was so cool. I mean, one minute you're there, and then it's like...
Okay, loyal viewers, the fun we've shared today is no illusion. So do everyone a favor and influence your friends to watch the next amazing episode of Word Girl.
I have the quarter in my heart. Dropped it.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is... collection. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Phil!
Collection means a group of objects gathered by a person?
Correct!
Whatever, none of those collections is anywhere near as cool as my collection of hand-drawn Word Girl comics.
Is that you dressed as Huggy?
Sure is.
Okay, I'm not going to ask any more questions. Phil, you are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl supercharged trampoline! Huggy? Well, I'm sure he's fine. That's it for today's episode. Are you okay? Oh, good to hear. Okay, then. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words tournament and concentrate.
Well, here we are at the 56th annual 18-hole miniature golf tournament at Patrick Needlemeyer's Mini Golf Super Universe.
Woo! Yeah! I'm winning! I'm winning! I'll do a winner's dance, because I'm the winner.
TJ, you have the lowest score on the leaderboard.
I know. I'm in first place.
I'm confused.
Becky, that's the way golf works. The lowest score wins. The fewer shots it takes to get the ball in the hole, the better. And now for part two of my winner's dance.
Okay. But why is being first on the leaderboard such a big deal?
Do you really mean to tell me you have no idea how super fantastic this is? Step inside. I'll explain while we drive. And we're here. Welcome to the Patrick Needlemeyer's Miniature Golf Super Universe Wall of Fame. 55 faces of super golf glory, and I'm gonna be 56.
I guess it would be kind of cool to have your photo on this wall permanently.
It's not just the photo, Becky. There's more. So much more.
Ladies and gentlemen, last year's champion, Putt-Putt McGillicuddy.
much fame, attention. Yes, Bob, and ice cream. TJ, I want to enter the tournament.
Well, you can enter, but you won't win. I'm unstoppable.
Need any help there?
No, thanks. I got this.
Ooh, looks like we just made it.
Mr. Needlemile, I'm gonna win, because today's my birthday!
Oh, no, Eileen's here.
I always win on my birthday.
Maybe she won't see us.
Becky!
Hi, Eileen.
You won't beat me today. It's not your birthday.
Ugh. Name?
Becky Botsford.
Botsford? We have another Botsford in this tournament, starting a bit of sibling rivalry with the freckle-faced one, are you?
Maybe. Plus, I'd like to be on your wall of fame.
Yes, but do you have what it takes? Not just the knowledge, the agility, but the pride and honor of the game.
Woohoo! 42! Mr. Needlemar, check it out. I take the lead from that TJ kid. Well, if it isn't my little old lucky day.
Well, Mr. Lynx Forest, the game of miniature golf may be full of windmills, castles, and teeny tiny pencils, but it's not one to be taken lightly. No one watches you while you play in this tournament, so it's all about honor. We must rely on the inner watcher in each of us. If you cheat and don't write down the exact number of times you hit the ball, you don't cheat the game of golf. You only cheat yourself. Honor, boy.
Well,
Wait, I take that back. You also cheat the game of golf. Let your inner watcher be your guide.
I'm sorry, Mr. Needlemire. I cheated.
Bogey, you know what to do.
I cheated.
Wow, this game is intense.
You're the last entry in this tournament, Becky Botsford. I hope you have the... Incoming!
And boop. One? Eileen, didn't you hear Mr. Needlemire?
Did he say I'm going to win because it's my birthday?
He said that cheating isn't allowed because this tournament is about honor.
A tournament?
A tournament is a contest where several people play against each other in a game. And at the end, out of everyone who played, there is only one winner. TJ's the leader of this tournament right now.
He is? Not for long. Put, 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 put. 2. Yes!
Bob, I am not going to let that cheater win the tournament. I'm going to win the tournament by playing the best game of miniature golf I've ever played!
Did you cheat? Because if you cheat, you don't just cheat the game of golf. You also cheat...
My score is 42. I'm the winner.
Ah! No way!
I know, she's lying. But if I concentrate, I'll make a 41 and beat Eileen. So even though TJ will still lose, at least a Botsford will win the tournament, right? This is gonna be a tricky shot.
While Becky lines up this shot, we're all holding our breath, hoping that she...
I really need to concentrate.
Oh, okay. What does concentrate mean? you know what? Never mind. I've got a dictionary right here. Let's see. Concentrate.
You know what? Just let me do it, okay? To concentrate means to think really hard about something. So hard that you don't even notice other things going on around you.
Great. You go ahead and concentrate on hitting that shot perfectly.
Okay. Ha-da! No! Ugh! This means I'm tied with Eileen and I'll have to share a spot on the wall with that cheater. Unless...
A 41. Bogey and I have never seen a 41 in all the tournaments, ever.
Well, now you've seen one.
Well, remember, Becky Botsford, no one watches you while you play in this tournament. If you're not honest, if you have no honor, you spit in the eye of miniature golf, and you spit in the eye of Patrick Niedlmeyer. Very good, then. I declare Becky Botsford the winner!
Hey!
Congratulations, Becky.
Hey, at least a Botsford won, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Where's Becky?
Uh-oh.
The trophy is mine.
Mine!
Hold it right there, birthday girl!
Out of my way, birthday girl! My trophy!
No, you cheated. It's Becky Botsford's trophy. Well, it's a Botsford's trophy. I mean, it's kind of complicated the way it works.
Stop talking so much, one girl! I can't punch his weight! Mr. Niedermeyer, take on that photo of Becky and put my photo up!
Never!
But it's my birthday!
This tournament doesn't care if it's your birthday. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I allowed a cheater to win the ultimate prize. I'd sooner sell bogeys.
He's right. How can I enjoy my victory knowing that I cheated? This is one problem only Becky can fix.
Get back here, word girl!
Mr. Niedlmeyer, Eileen is right. She had the lowest score. Mr. Niedlmeyer, I didn't win your tournament fair and square. On the last hole, I took 4 shots, but I only marked down 3.
Becky Botsford, you're disqualified. Eileen, you're the winner.
Ooh!
Huh. I can't believe my own sister would cheat just to rob me of a victory.
TJ, I didn't want to take the victory from you, but Eileen was already cheating, and I wanted to keep her from winning.
But then I still would have lost to a cheater.
Huh. Right.
Well, young lady, I hope you've learned a lesson today.
I have. But Mr. Niedlmeyer, I think you should know Eileen also cheated.
Ha! Bitter grapes from a loser, unless you have proof.
No, I don't.
Then why should I trust anything you have to say, you saddle shoe-wearing cheater?
I like these shoes.
Mr. Niedlmeyer, time to put my picture on the wall.
Eileen, Patrick Niedlmeyer's Miniature Golf Super Universe proclaims you the winner of the 56th annual tournament, and your face shall hang on our wall of fame forever and... Just a minute.
How did that get there?
Huh?
No!
So much for that, then.
You shouldn't have done that. That makes me mad. Really, really mad.
Uh-oh. Word?
Here. Even disqualified cheaters get a participation ribbon.
A participation ribbon? On my birthday? Oh, I am the bestest participant ever!
And now the real winner of the tournament, TJ Botsford. I proclaim you the honest and only true victor.
Only true victor.
Woo! Winner's dance! Thank you. Thank you.
And so, as we leave behind the tournament of windmills, castles, and teeny tiny pencils, we ask you to tune in next time and concentrate, along with your inner watcher, for another honest episode of Word Girl.
Okay, Papa, that's enough.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word collection. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great!
take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for collection. Give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number two. That's a pretty impressive collection of awards.
If there's anyone out there who'd like to publish an awesome comic...
No, thanks! Phil, you're our bonus round winner! Show him what he's won, Huggy! An official Word Girl mystery package! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!